An innovative economy has been providing opportunities for small Māori businesses to grow for the past few years, and after recently receiving a portion of the Provincial Growth Fund, has plans to expand nationally. Innovative, which houses a pop-up store, online sales and a co-sharing workspace, was set up as a collaborative initiative for Māori to become more involved in the local economy as entrepreneurs. CEO for Innovative, Rewan Tipene, said the aim is to help companies increase their productivity as suppliers to a local market.
The idea really is to interrupt our whānau more than anybody, to make them think about how best they could be involved in the economy apart from just consumers. And we don't want them to be thinking, oh, I've got to have a $1 million idea, otherwise I can't participate. You can have little ideas and still participate and do well. Let's do it small, it doesn't have to be huge, doesn't have to be high risk, and we work it collectively and together, and we're moving forward.
Native XP, a tourism initiative, Kaianuku Organics and IT Hub NGen are three successful businesses running from Innovative, with NGen recently granted funding to grow their educational space.
So the NGen room, weirdly, was our last of our little projects that we've been working on, wasn't the one we expected to get funded first. The idea with the NGen room was to increase the number of Māori in IT so that we can start to have an impact in the technical areas, because everything has a technical base almost now, that we even on the land it has there's a technical basis to what we do, you know. So there aren't enough Māori in the IT industry.
The next area of growth for Innovative Economy is the expansion and rollout of a retail store to various areas around Aotearoa.
The big one for us is rolling out the retail area around not just the north but the country, and increasing our exposure for our people, our whānau, our artists outside of Whangarei. And we've got a few ideas about that. We're looking at purchasing a space in Waitangi and Paihia, so that we've got a future. I'm hoping that our whānau become more self-sustaining. They don't have to work those hard jobs 9 to 5. There's other monies coming in and other ways of making revenue for themselves.